Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Is it snowy enough for you? It's Dominic Cortez, and our weekly Saturday morning coffee clutch begins right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Cozy up to the radio. Get a nice cup of coffee or hot chocolate and participate in the program as our weekly Saturday morning get-together kicks off this Saturday morning here on WBEN. And you know the number. It's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Text board, 803-0930. Any way you want to participate, we're looking forward to speaking to you in an open line format today. Anything around the house that needs my attention. How much snow did you get at your place? A little snowy as I was driving in. Nothing we can't handle, of course, as it seems as though the prediction of what we were going to get didn't really meet the expectation, which happens a lot, right? So anything I can help you with, hey, I'm here for you, 803-0930. And we'll be speaking with Stephanie Lawson a little bit later on in the program from Habitat. She's going to give us an update on hammers and nails and a general update on how things are going at Habitat. And I was doing some research on what to open the show with today, and I thought you might want to speak a little bit about luxury vinyl flooring. Now, you may have heard that name bantered about, but I can tell you from the industry side that it is taking over the industry. Virtually every project we do now features luxury vinyl tile. And it's either called luxury vinyl plank or luxury vinyl tile, and kind of an oxymoron in a way in that if you call it luxury vinyl tile, it does come in wood plank as well as tile patterns. So kind of a misnomer in a way. But considering new floors, loads of options. And, of course, when we talk about real materials, we talk about hardwoods and tiles. The big issue are really the labor costs. We really mitigate that substantially when we talk about going with luxury vinyl products because they install so quickly. Hardwoods are always a go-to, but they have their downsides too, especially with animals, kids, you know, water conditions all adversely affect the durability of hardwoods. Luxury vinyl planks have risen in popularity for a number of reasons, but is it right for you? Well, topping the list of where it may be right for you is the fact that it's a great value. Vinyl flooring gives you the look of hardwood, the durability of laminate, fraction of the price, and the affordability is huge. You can't outweigh that. The cost generally per square foot is hovering in the $4 to $7, $8 range. And at the $8 level, you're buying the best of the best in terms of what the product offers. The durability, unmatched, really. You're talking about scratch resistance, chip resistance, complete waterproof resistance, and animal friendly. This is a huge component because, as you well know, dogs can ruin hardwood. This being waterproof, allows that to be a non-issue. No issues of fearing of warping or discoloration. And on top of that, very easy to care for. One downside that I found is a little bit, we have had some complaint about this too, a little bit of an issue of slipperiness when we have wet conditions, but nothing that can't be managed with being aware of that. And probably the biggest plus is the ease of installation. It clicks together, and as a result of that, you're dealing with less labor as a big plus of the fact that it installs so quickly. And you're buying, really, a durable product, a wearable product, and you're not paying a high labor cost, which is really, again, going to be the big plus when you're comparing it to virtually everything else. When you take labor out of the picture, you generally will find that that's going to have a big impact on what something will end, the end cost will be. So with that in mind, the phenomenon of luxury vinyl flooring. And wondering, have you had any experience with it yet? And what you're thinking about it as far as how it's holding up in your home? You can comment on that this Saturday morning at 803-0930. Or anything, as I said, around the house, same number, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And you can always email me, hammertime@cortese.net. By the way, we broadcast the program as well on Facebook Live. So if you'd like to participate through Facebook, you can go to the WBEN Facebook page and you could write your question in there as well. Any way you'd like to participate, we would welcome you this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. You can always go to our website too, where you'll learn all about Cortese Construction Services. Our 70th year, by the way, I've been forgetting to mention that. We were formed in 1951 by my father, Frank, and my uncle, Nick, and incorporated in 1957. Then we were called Cortese Brothers Incorporated, and about 10 years ago, we changed the name to reflect more of our wide-ranging services to Cortese Construction Services. And yes, 70 years of Cortese Construction in Buffalo, New York. Check it out at cortese.net. And again, everything we do is there. Our room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bellacucina custom kitchen cabinet line made for your kitchen, your bathroom, and your man kitchen. Better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, outdoor living experience at Cortese with our backyard living package. It could be a new deck. It could be a new retractable awning. It could be a sunroom. Check it all out. Again, a man kitchen at cortese.net. And our small projects division, all listed there at cortese.net. And by the way, progress ensuing at the world headquarters, 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We are up to drywall being completely installed, now ready for taping. We're about maybe 2 to 3 weeks away from painting the interior. And then we begin the process of building the new showroom, which will have several new kitchen displays, several bathroom displays, a sunroom, an outdoor kitchen, a working kitchen. We'll be doing cooking demonstrations. We'll be bringing chefs in for that and having cooking classes and cooking demonstrations. All in the new showroom, which is probably 4 times bigger than our present showroom on George Urban. So we're excited for you to see that. And soon we'll be announcing the big move date coming up. As soon as we know that we can make it happen, we will tell you all about it. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Orchard Park and say good morning to our friend, Samantha Gollenbeck. Sam's the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch at Union and Michael Road in Orchard Park, and she's here with some unbelievable news about an ongoing home equity line of credit that is unmatched in the marketplace. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Of course. 2.5 continues for home equity lines of credit as we begin a new construction season. It's remarkable that we're able to sustain this low rate for so long.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like you said, we have the 2.5% for the first 12 months, and that also includes no application fees, no closing costs, no annual fee. So it's really a great option for any of those home updates.
Mm-hmm. And with the environment really kind of hovering in this low rate range, you're telling me that mortgages are at all-time lows too.
Yes, they are. We currently have a 30-year mortgage that's as low as 2.875% right now.
That's amazing.
It is. It really is. It's a good time now, too. If you're purchasing a home or if you're looking to refinance to get a lower rate, now's the time.
When you think about that being such a low rate, you really could benefit with a home renovation with, you know, the cost of the money being so low, the tax deductibility being another component of that. You're really stretching low interest over a long period of time, which really makes it very affordable.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the best number for our listeners to reach you in Orchard Park?
674-2066.
And one more time with that phone number, please.
Sure, 674-2066.
For 130 years, Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
If you need cash, then get to Tag Jewelers. Gold is still at record highs, and Tag will give you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and...
Tag Jewelers buys diamonds.
For over 40 years, Tag has been providing the knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins in their clean, comfortable setting. And if you're looking for a little something that sparkles for Valentine's Day, Tag Jewelers. 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
2020 was so full of bad luck. And now my dad was just diagnosed with mesothelioma.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, the hospital just called. It turns out they're just...
Mesothelioma isn't just rotten luck. It's caused by exposure to asbestos, which is no accident. So you may be entitled to compensation from asbestos trust funds and the responsible companies. But you'll need a law firm that fights to hold employers and manufacturers accountable for this terrible disease. That law firm is Cooney & Conway. Cooney & Conway represents mesothelioma victims across the country, giving comfort, hope, and restoring dignity and financial security. So if your family has been hit with a mesothelioma diagnosis, call Cooney & Conway for a free conversation with a lawyer that understands what you're going through. Go to CooneyConway.com, CooneyConway.com, or call 800-322-5573, 800-322-5573, or go to CooneyConway.com.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Howard Simon here. Is your heat not working quite right? Are there strange noises coming from your furnace or boiler? I know you don't want to deal with any furnace or boiler issues right now, but do not ignore it. There's plenty of cold weather left, and with your family home now more than ever, your heating systems are working overtime. You do not want your family stuck in a house without heat. If something is wrong with your furnace, call Reimer Home Services and schedule a $19 mid-season furnace or boiler safety inspection. Reimer wants to help you out with a discount. Reimer will inspect your heating system to make sure everything's running smoothly for only $19. Now, this is only available to the first 50 callers. Do not wait. Repairs can get very expensive. If your furnace or boiler is having issues, call Reimer Home Services, schedule the $19 furnace or boiler safety inspection today. Call 694-8524. Once again, that's a $19 furnace or boiler safety inspection. Call Reimer Home Services, 694-8524.
Well, for some time now, you've been hearing me speak about Gorilla Garage Gear and the advantages of a new Gorilla Garage floor like I have. Well, I've got a combo deal for you now, folks, where you can save not only on the floor, but how about a new garage door, and how about organizing your garage with Gorilla Garage Gear equipment? That's right, up to $500 savings if you get a new garage door from Gorilla, a new Gorilla Garage floor from Gorilla, and Gorilla Garage Gear organizing equipment from Gorilla. That's right. Door, floor, and store, up to $500 savings. If you buy just the new door, it's $100. If you buy the new door and new floor, it's $300. And if you buy all three, it's a whopping $500 savings. Do what I did. Get your Gorilla Garage floor done for the spring. 715-6927. That's 715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Don't just think it. Say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
Hammer Time. 10:22 is the time on WBEN. You've got Dominic Cortez. You've got Hammer Time Radio. And our weekly Saturday morning get-together, cozy up to the radio and give us a call at 803-0930. We've got a couple things to get to here. We've got Stephanie Lawson on the live line. We'll be getting an update from her from Habitat. But I want to remind everybody that next weekend is the debut of Season 4 of Hammer Time TV. Saturday morning at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 10:30 on Channel 2. Be sure to watch starting next weekend. Hammer Time TV begins its fourth season on Channel 2. A texter writes, Dominic, my house is 30 years old. On renovating our kitchen, I discovered that the hood over the range has a fan that is not vented to the outside. Is this dangerous? Is that a code? No, indeed not. Many models of kitchen ventilators are recirculating. And in most cases, they will work quite well with the style of cooking that you have. However, if you are heavy into frying, then you definitely want to consider a vented model of kitchen ventilation. This will move the odors and most of the odors out of the kitchen. A high-powered fan will be effective in that regard. If you do have a recirculating model, however, I encourage you to clean the filter out regularly to ensure that it's working as well as possible. And if indeed you have a vented model, the same rule applies. You want to clean the filter out to minimize any grease buildup that could occur on that filter, which could lead to clogging and could also be a hazard if by chance we had a flame up on the stove. So venting largely related to the style of cooking that you employ. A heavy fryer, if you're a heavy frying family, then you definitely want to have a vented kitchen ventilation system. And if you're just no more than a water boiler, a pasta maker, you generally could get away with a vent-free or recirculating kitchen fan. So good question. 803-0930, as we move over now to our Habitat discussion, Stephanie Lawson on the live line. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good. First question, has everyone in your family recovered from COVID?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking. Everybody's doing much better. And hey, congrats to you. Four seasons of Hammer Time TV. Time has flown by.
I know. Isn't that amazing about time? It just goes quickly and we don't even see it happening. And then we look back and go, wow, all that time has evaporated. But thank you for mentioning that. Yes, we're excited about season four. And we're starting our 33rd year of Hammer Time Radio on April the 1st. So lots of forward progress here. And unfortunately, COVID's gotten in the way of forward progress at Habitat.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year. We've had to really reimagine how we're doing things. But you know what? We're rising to the occasion, and we're really excited about our virtual Hammers and Ales, which, as you remember, Dominic, has traditionally been a big event with 400 people all in one place. Can you imagine these days?
It's like we'll wonder if that'll ever happen again, but certainly we hope it will. And tell us how it's going with the virtual Hammers and Ales.
Oh, so far, these have been an absolute ball. People can purchase tasting packs. And for $35, you get all of your beverages, so a mixed pack of beer from your favorite brewery or perhaps a bottle of liquor from your favorite distillery. You get tasting glasses, pint glasses, some Chex Mix. And we pass these out the Saturday before the tasting, and then on a Thursday night, you hop on for a small group Zoom tasting with one of the owners or head brewers. They have been an absolute ball. It was a 10-part series, and we've sold out of all but three, so get your tickets while you can.
That's great. So how do we go about getting tickets?
If you go to habitatbuffalo.org, all of the information is going to be on that front page. Go to our website. You'll see a Buy Now button. Click that. And I believe we still have tickets available for Ellicottville Brewing Tasting, Lilybell Meads, which is super great, and Buffalo Distilling. They're going to teach us how to make cocktails.
Okay. So this is a great way to compensate for what's happened to us in our society, in that we can't get together, but you can still do it virtually and still support Habitat Buffalo, which needs your help right now because of the slowdown in activity of construction activity because of COVID. We're living it every day at Cortez Construction. We've been seeing a lot of issues with supply chain slowdowns and just getting enough people on a work site to make sense, to get productivity up. And you're living all of that with Habitat as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've had to reduce the number of volunteers on site. And as you said, the supply chain has been completely disrupted. So our ability to get materials, the cost is going up. Everything is different for us, and we're really counting on our neighbors to step up and help us. And it's as simple as enjoying a couple of beers from your couch.
Before we let you go, we want to encourage everyone to go to habitatbuffalo.org. You also could contact Habitat for making a donation, whether you'd like to write a check or if you'd like to perhaps donate to the Restores. You're still operating the Restores.
We are. We've had our Amherst Street location has been closed since last March. However, our South Park location is up and operating. And I will tell you, Dominic, we recently rolled out just in the past couple of weeks an online giving platform. So you no longer need to call us. You can go online, habitatbuffalo.org/restore, and donate right from your phone or your computer. So you don't need to call us. We will process everything online, and we will come to you to pick up that donation.
Okay. 852-6607 is the number you'd call for a prompt pickup, or you can now do that through the website?
Now through the website.
Okay. So go to habitatbuffalo.org and arrange for your prompt pickup. It has to be something that is in good condition, that's reusable, no mattresses. And what are the other limitations? Are we taking plumbing fixtures?
We do take plumbing fixtures, but we won't take paint. Really, we want things that we can either use in our homes or that are good to sell to the public. So furniture, appliances, even kitchen cabinets. If you're remodeling your home right now, think of us. We'll take your cabinets and your countertops and your light fixtures.
We bring all of our cabinets that we take out of people's homes to you, and we take them apart carefully so that they do have new life in someone's cottage or basement or garage, or maybe somebody who's maybe doing a flip. We think about that when we're taking kitchens apart.
Yeah, and we're very grateful because those cabinets can either be reused in a Habitat home, refinished
yes.
volunteers,
yep.
or we can sell them in the Restore and fund our home. So
there you go.
Every little bit goes a long way.
HabitatBuffalo.org. Stephanie Lawson, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Dominic.
Okay, speak soon.
Bye-bye.
It is the bottom of the hour. It's time for the top of the news. And look who draw the short straw today. Tom Puckett is here with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Dominic. Good morning, everybody. It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A band of lake effect snow producing snowfall rates of 2 to 3 inches an hour will continue from the southern half of Buffalo to the nearby southern eastern suburbs, extending eastward in toward Genesee County. That band of heavy snow will drift a few miles farther north through midday and will begin to produce heavy snow from downtown Buffalo to the airport. WBEN First Alert meteorologist Courtney Spamer on the lake effect snow warning that continues until 10 for Erie, Genesee, and Wyoming counties.
We're going to continue to see that snow continuing throughout the morning hours. Overall, we're looking at the area seeing about 6 to 10 inches of snow through about midday. Then we're going to start to see those snow showers winding down. And by the time we get to tonight, it's just a lingering flurry.
The city of Buffalo says 30 plows are out. They focused on main and secondary roads this morning. Now their sights are on side streets. And you're asked to follow parking regulations on side streets to assist in the snow removal process. The NHL has rescheduled 12 Buffalo Sabres games. The Sabres have been shut down until Monday as several players tested are in the COVID protocol, rather. Coach Ralph Krueger tested positive for COVID-19. The full list of rescheduled games is up in our story at WBEN.com. The WBEN 7 First Alert forecast, a couple of lake effect snow showers and squalls today, accumulating an additional 1 to 3 inches. Storm total snowfall, 3 to 6 inches in ski country, high 24. Cloudy with a flurry late tonight, dry in ski country, low 17. Right now, some light flurries outside of Amherst Studios. Windy, 22 degrees. It feels like 7 above. The only way you can take WBEN with you is the radio.com app. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. I'm Tom Puckett, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Hey folks, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. Now, for over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco Shower Doors of Elegance in a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park. And oh, by the way, they are making COVID glass, and it's discounted for you. 36 by 24 with poly feed is $120. With a cutout, it's an additional $40. Check with Mark Weinholz on that. 694-3300. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Our workforce needs work. I'm Holly Robinson Pete. Many of you might not know this, but my 22-year-old son has autism.
So do I. My name is Kevin Valdez, and my intellectual difference makes me the passionate actor that I am.
And I'm Mackenzie Cohen, a Paralympian with a developmental difference. Did you know that 97% of HR professionals say that employees with disabilities perform the same or better than their peers without disabilities? Yet still, the differently abled face so many employment challenges in this country.
It is time we start building a workforce that works for all. A workforce that is diverse, inclusive, and equitable for those with intellectual differences.
And for those with developmental differences, too.
A workforce that recognizes that our greatest strengths lie in our differences.
It is time we hire inclusively.
Join us, Delivering Jobs and the SHRM Foundation, in creating pathways to 1 million jobs and leadership opportunities. Please visit deliveringjobs.org.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
30 million children rely on school for food.
And with schools shut down around the country, these children are extra vulnerable. We had an idea.
We're going to read you books.
Save the Children and Share Our Strengths, No Kid Hungry, are on the ground serving children who need our help now more than ever.
They've set up a fund to directly address the food shortage and educational needs of kids impacted by COVID-19.
All you have to do is watch our stories.
Share our stories.
And we'll get through this together.
Our daughter Emmy was just 19 months old when we lost her to drowning. I'm Bodie Miller, and this is my wife Morgan.
She was a bold little personality and such a bright light in our lives.
As a family, we were careful around water. We had a fence around our pool, and our older kids had learned how to swim.
One day, we were visiting a neighbor, and all of a sudden, I couldn't hear Emmy. That silence was terrifying. Then I saw a tiny sliver of light where the back door had been opened. I ran outside and saw Emmy in the pool. We couldn't save her. As a mom, I want other parents to know how fast drowning can happen. It takes moments. You have to be vigilant, as if it's a lion waiting to snatch your child.
Drowning is the number one cause of injury-related death in children ages 1 to 4. We believe it should be the number one thing parents talk about when it comes to safety. This is urgent. If you have kids, please talk to your pediatrician about how to keep them safe.
Car Crash Pasolino.
Did you ever hear a personal injury lawyer talk about free consultations? Sounds pretty generous, but actually, that's just how it works. You don't pay until your case is resolved. Talk to the experienced attorneys at Salina Law about your car crash case today.
888-2020
Main Street, Buffalo.
Don't just think it. Say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
There's so many people in Buffalo that say Buffalo is a town of relationships, and that's certainly true. I can agree that that's important when you're dealing with any kind of service, and having a relationship with the company or the person is invaluable. And certainly that's the case with us at Cortese Construction and my friends at Big L Windows and Doors. Bill and I go way back. And of course, the Marvin window line goes way back too. In fact, when we decided what window to put in the new building, we didn't think very long about it. We have the Marvin Essential fiberglass window in the New World headquarters at 9074 Main Street. You should check it out by driving by. They're beautiful windows, and we're anxious to be able to use the entire building as a showroom for the Marvin window product line. Not only do we have the Marvin windows, by the way, we also have Marvin doors. We have the stacked patio door and the bifolding patio doors on display as part of our building. So you'll be seeing that once we have our grand opening. But in the meantime, for all your window needs, go to Marvin Windows and Doors and Big L Windows and Doors at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. The phone number is 895-8484. BigLWindows.com is the website. When you run into Bill Sr. and you ask him, Bill, what's your advice for doing business in Buffalo, New York? He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's why Big L is the place to go. With their total trust guarantee for over 40 years, Big L Windows and Doors. And always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:39 is the time on WBEN. You've got Dominic Cortez, and you have got Hammer Time Radio right here, taking your home improvement questions and turning them into answers at 803-0930. Also broadcasting on Facebook Live. And Jerry, you want to read us a question from Facebook?
Sure. Give me just a second here.
Oh, okay. Then in the meantime, I'll just do this texture first, okay? I want to add a bedroom to my house. Any ideas when lumber prices will go down? Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I was optimistic that after the... And this leads me to believe that some of this price spike is fabricated, because I was optimistic that after the supply chain caught up, that the price would begin to diminish. But that hasn't happened. We are continuing to see record levels, record prices on lumber costs, which is very alarming, because the supply chain, from all intents and purposes, is back to what it should be. But the prices have not yet adjusted. And we were also hopeful that with winter, the onset of winter, that we would see some moderation in lumber costs. But again, this is not happening. So I don't know how to answer that. We're having to bite the bullet here with the cost of lumber, in that it's an ongoing and never-ending need for the kind of work we do. Hopefully we'll see it subside soon. And I'll be checking and monitoring this, and I'll bring updates as I get any information on any kind of moderation I see on the lumber front.
Yeah, oh, I've noticed that too. I've noticed pretty high prices there.
Yeah.
Okay, so Robert, he was obviously listening when talking about the luxury vinyl tile.
Okay.
And he says, does the flooring require underboard or that foam stuff?
No. There's a couple brands that go right over whatever you're applying it on. It could be subfloor. It could be existing flooring. You could actually lay this over hardwood or tile, which is quite remarkable. The only thing you want to watch out for is the height. of the end result. You want to make sure that you have good clearances for your dishwasher, that kind of thing, and you don't want to elevate too high at a sill transition from one room to another, but this will layer right over an existing floor finish.
I'm going to be installing it. I discussed this with you before. I'm going to be putting that into my second floor hallway and both bathrooms all the way through.
Can't go wrong.
I'm going to level everything off, and I'll let you know how it goes.
There you go. You got another question?
I had a comment, I believe. It was, Dominic, tell people the advantage of ethanol-free gas for snowblowers and lawnmowers.
Okay. You know, this is something that we don't often talk about, but you should be aware that you should use ethanol-free gas for your small small equipment around the house, gasoline equipment, lawnmowers, snowblowers. The reason is that in a car, apparently, the moisture that's included in an ethanol mixture does little to affect the operation of an engine. However, in outdoor power equipment, you run the risk of engine damage and incurring expensive repairs if, and also probably since you're not using, you know, if you leave any, I guess I should put it that way, if you leave any gas in a small engine, that moisture can build and that could lead to the problem. So E10 fuels are approved for small engine equipment uses. It's not recommended, especially in handheld products. Gas with ethanol separates when being stored in your gas tank, and there's the issue. The two-stroke oil remains bonded to the gas but not to the ethanol. Thus, the ethanol and water part of the mixture contains no oil for the engine lubrication. This leads to poor lubrication performance issues and costly repairs over time. So be aware of that. You should use ethanol-free gas in your snowblower. 803-0930, that's the number for you here on WBEN. Who's on line two, Jer? We have no text. We have no board here to tell you who the callers are. So Jerry's going to tell. Dale's calling. Good morning, Dale. You're on WBEN. Good morning.
Good morning, Dominic.
What can I do for you, Dale?
Well, I got a home and I got squeaky floors.
Okay. And what kind of floor finish do we have, Dale? Is it carpeted or is it a hard finish?
They're hardwood floors.
Okay.
But the one in the living room has got a carpet on it. It's been covered for a long time.
The areas that are carpeted can be dealt with right through the carpet. There's a kit you can buy at the home centers that have a head that will actually go right through the carpet and not protrude. It'll go right flush with the subfloor and tighten up where the squeak is. In areas where it's hard surface, that's another issue. You'll have to use a countersink method through hardwood to try and draw a squeak up. But you could also try and repair this from the underside. There are kits you can buy for that too, where it'll try to take the gap up between the subfloor and the joist, and it actually does tighten up that space. That's what leads to the squeak, is the movement of the subfloor. You can even try and do this yourself with a wedge. If you can have somebody stand where the squeak is and try to create the noise, and you could drive a wedge right there that'll eliminate that movement, that'll eliminate the squeak. So either from the underside if it's accessible, from the top side if it's carpet with the screws that'll go right through the carpet, or countersink a screw in a hardwood floor, and then you could plug that countersunk screw head with a wood plug.
Where do I get those kits to do it from the basement?
Home centers have them. I've seen them at Depot and Lowe's.
Depot and Lowe's?
Yeah.
All right, I will ask them there. Okay, I'll try that and see how I make out with it.
Okay, let us know how it turns out.
Thank you very much.
Okay, sir. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
803-0930, that's the number for you to call this Saturday morning. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Keeping your family and you safe during the pandemic and through the winter requires extra effort. Now, smart families are taking extra steps to reduce particles in their homes, which are the primary transport vehicles for the spread of germs and viruses. That's right. Particles in the air are like transport vehicles that spread germs, you know, like little tiny spaceships bleeping around your house. A recent EPA report says that over 3,000 virus particles can be released into the air from a single cough or sneeze. Now, these tiny particles can remain airborne indefinitely, waiting to be inhaled and infecting the lower respiratory system. The only way you can make your home or place of work safe is by the best duct cleaning and medical grade air purifiers on the planet. And the only place you can get those, folks, is through my friends at Indoor Air Professionals. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning. Yeah, well said. There's no doubt that as we're kind of stuffed in for winter, you know, even pushing COVID aside, that if we reduce the particulate in the air, you have less of those transport vehicles that tend to make people sick and irritate allergies, asthma. So, yeah, we do a thorough duct cleaning and just having amazing success with the medical-grade air purifiers. And just it's been great for allowing people to safely open up their businesses and restaurants again and everything like that and just give peace of mind.
683-3000, that's the number you're going to call this Saturday morning. For a Hammer Time radio-only discount, what's it going to be, Peter?
Okay, so we have this February Love bundle going on. So it's a big package deal that you can, if you, let's say you get the medical-grade whole house unit and duct cleaning together, you could save up to $500 on that package.
Wow.
But still even at least $300 on the portables package. And if you're just looking for duct cleaning, we can do $55 off and more for seniors, military, law enforcement, first responders, medical. We got to put everybody in there now.
Okay.
And I'm answering the phones today, so be patient. And if you go into voicemail, just leave your name and address and phone number, and I'll get back to you. I'll be working most of the day all the way till 6.
683-3000, you heard Peter. These discounts are only for you, only if you call now. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
Hey, David Bellavia here. I was recently introduced to a local business owner who created an incredible store that I truly appreciate if you shopped at. It's called Made in America Store. Over 10 years ago, Mark Andel opened this Made in America store after losing half of his business to overseas competition and the Great Recession. Focusing on a mission to save and create American jobs, Mark adopted a brand new motto: for country, for soldier, for the American worker, and for our children's future. And it worked. His store locations keep multiplying, and customers rave about it. One word to describe Made in America stores? Awesome. Over 9,000 100% American-made products, and all veterans get 10% off every day of the year. Support local, support our great country, because China is a long drive to work. You can shop the original Made in America store on West Maple Court in Elma, the location in the McKinley Mall, or the all-new store at 6041 Transit Road in Depew. You can also order everything online at madeinamericastore.com.
Hey guys, it's Bulldog here. A lot of your wives and girlfriends are dreaming about that showroom kitchen or bathroom that feels like a spa. But if there's one space in the house that people like me and you want to get finished, let's be honest, it's the basement, the man cave, the one area of the house that our ladies will surrender to us without putting up much of a fight at all. Now with COVID and work from home, there's never been a better time to expand the living space in your house without having to blow out walls and pour foundations. But where do you start? Simple. Call Total Basement Finishing of Western New York. Total Basement Finishing will transform your basement into a brand new space. Talking about movie rooms, gyms, play areas for the kids, whatever you want to do with it. With Total Basement Finishing, you'll get a space that looks beautiful and one that's designed specifically for the conditions of a Western New York basement. Do yourself a favor. Check out some of their work online. It's really impressive. Go to tbfofwny.com to schedule your free estimate today. Total Basement Finishing, from basement to beautiful.
Habitat for Humanity presents Hammer and Ales, a virtual tasting event series. Tickets are $35 each and include an assortment of beverages from a brewery or distillery, tasting glasses, pint glasses, and an intimate one-hour Zoom tasting conducted by the owner or brewer. It will take all of us to build back our community. Proceeds from this event support Habitat for Humanity in creating home ownership opportunities for low-income families here in Western New York. For more information, go to habitatbuffalo.org/the House Beer Bill.
Alicia Keys and music's biggest stars perform live tomorrow night for Verizon's big concert for small business. Don't miss this first-of-its-kind concert event to help the small businesses we all rely on. Tune in tomorrow night at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific on Verizon Twitter.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done and that it's done right. Call Ava Roofing today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. Schedule a free estimate today. That's 990-4793 or go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And oh, by the way, remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:52 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez and lots of people online. So let's try to get to those. Jerry, where are we going? Our first call is Tim from Marilla. Tim, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
How are you, Tim? What can I do for you today?
Very good. I have a comment about the vinyl flooring.
Yeah.
I installed the hallway in my kitchen specifically with the vinyl because the dogs. So I've noticed in the last couple of years now, as it gets toward fall and winter, there's spots that are actually spreading. They're splitting a little bit on that floor, but it's not the whole floor. It's just certain spots. And I've also...
Splitting right through the product?
Pardon?
Splitting right through the product?
Yeah. You know, say where the seam would be?
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be opening up, but in certain spots.
So you're getting some movement.
Correct.
How old is this product?
You know, 4 or 5 years old.
Okay. Is it a solid vinyl product?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Does it have a backing of any kind?
Yes, it does.
Okay, what is it? What is the backing?
It's a hard whatever they put in there. I can't tell you.
Is it cork?
It's like rubber almost.
Okay, yeah. So I have seen some degree of this. We have had some issues of movement.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have attributed it to sliding and not to seasonality, not to expansion and contraction.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have seen some sliding occur. But you're getting it actually at the clip?
It's, you know what, it's in different spots. I don't know, now, you know, talking to people when you go to, you know, Depot or Lowe's or whatever, they say, you know what, I got the same problem. And my son also has the flooring in his kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And it's the same thing. It's splitting in certain spots only.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what could be going on. I mean, nothing is perfect.
Right.
And who knows, it could be related to a defect in the product. It could have been related to the installation. But the good news is that you can unclip this and put it back down. And that would be what I'd attempt to do to try and see if this reoccurs.
I got you. But you know what? It's in spots where I can rip half of the floor out. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more work. I installed this thing myself.
Okay.
So I knew
Are
that.
Are you sure when you installed it that it all clipped?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Plus, I bought that kit they sell you.
Uh-huh.
It's got the little, you can tap the tile, say, against the wall.
Do you remember where you bought it from?
Yeah, I bought it at Home Depot.
Why don't you go back to them and tell them the problem you're having? It could very well be in the product.
Well, you know, I bought the better one because, you know, the guy, when I was speaking to him, he says, you don't want to buy this cheap one. So I spent... you know, probably twice the amount of the cheaper one.
Sure.
It would last a little bit longer.
Well, it's not going to be, it's not the issue of the durability and the wearability. It's largely something either innate in the product or something with the installation that made this happen.
Nah, not the installation.
I want to support you on that, too, but you never know what caused this.
All right, have a good day.
All right, thanks for the call.
Bye.
Did I insult him? I didn't mean to. But the truth is, you never know exactly what happened. And usually, when we see it on clip, it is related to the installation. But who knows? Maybe there was some contraction occurring, which would unclip the product. So that would be a product failure. So that's why I said go back to the store and see if they've had similar complaints. Or maybe go online and do some research that way to see if there are other people that have had the same issue. Where are we going next year?
Howie from Hamburg.
Okay, Hamburg's our next stop. And Howie, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Morning, how you doing?
Good, Howie. How's everything at your place?
Oh, it's a little snowy out here.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question. I just bought a fixer-upper house, and the bathroom is in the middle of the home, and I kind of want to make it an open layout.
Okay.
And walk in the house, and no, I don't want to walk through hallways and stuff like that. The thing is, I don't want to just knock these walls down. I don't know which walls are load-bearing and which ones are not.
Okay, I can tell you how to do that. We start in the basement and identify the main bearing beam. When you see the main bearing beam, anything that runs the same way as the main bearing beam is bearing weight.
Okay.
So the pattern of the joists bearing on the beam are an indication of the support that goes through the whole house. Is it a two-story house?
It's a two-story house.
Yeah. So generally then, the main wall that sits on the main beam will then support the second floor. So that's the usual pattern we see in structural bearing.
Okay.
So a wall that's parallel to your floor joists, for example, would be non-bearing. A wall perpendicular to the floor joist, parallel to the main beam, is bearing.
So the bearing wall would require a header.
Correct.
So my next question is, now do I need to put a post in the middle of the floor so I can set that header on something, or do I got to go the whole length?
So the answer to that is it depends on the bearing again. We need solid bearing, so if we're putting in a beam, that beam needs to be pocketed to a bearing point that goes right to the foundation or to the beam. So you could go to a partial opening or a full opening. The size of the beam will increase based on the span. So the longer the beam, the longer the opening, the larger the beam, whether it be a laminated beam or a steel beam.
Okay.
But the bearing of that beam will need to go to solid bearing, whether it's to the beam that's below in the basement or to the foundation itself. Otherwise, you'll have movement. The structural bearing will not be in place to properly disperse the loads. So be cognizant of the loading. Anything that we're talking about with structural bearing will need to be designed by a structural engineer, so you should be aware of that. They'll size the beam for you, and they'll help you determine where the loading is. And if you're going to do this yourself, then you'll need to put up temporary walls to bear the structural load while you're taking the bearing wall down to put the beam in.
Okay, I understand. So the structural walls will go on either side of the...
Right, exactly. You going to try this yourself?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, good for you. Well, if I can walk you through anything along the way, give us another call.
All right, appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for the call. Thanks for all your calls this Saturday morning here on WBEN. We'll look forward to speaking to you next Saturday. Same time, same place, where we've been since 1989. In the meantime, Tom Puckett's here with the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.